welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, February 27th. You'll be interested to know. 73 years ago, today in 1951, the 22nd Amendment, which effectively limited the number of terms a United States president may serve to two, was ratified, marking a significant change in presidential tenure in American political history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest high sets, light offshore winds, and glassy conditions. Waves hold around 4 to 6 feet through midday, gradually tapering to 3 to 5 feet in the afternoon. Expect a wind shift to sideshore by noon, keeping the surf fun but slightly bumpy. Overall, a great day to hit the water. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Thursday will be 6 foot at 8:15 a.m., with a -1 foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday will see consistent wave heights ranging from 4 to 12 feet, peaking on Sunday with powerful overhead sets. Mornings will offer clean conditions with light winds, transitioning to choppy surf in the afternoon as winds shift to onshore. Expect optimal conditions early in the day before the wind picks up, particularly on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 55 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning, then mostly sunny with a high around 83 and a gentle west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with patchy fog, a low of 53, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Friday, with a high near 66 and light northwest winds. Rain showers are likely Friday night and through the weekend, with highs around 63. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego City Council has passed an important ordinance requiring operators of live events to ensure that workers at city-owned facilities and parks complete standardized safety training. Councilman Raul Campillo, who authored the ordinance, stated that it will take effect on July 1, 2025. Workers involved in advanced tasks, such as setting up stages and operating powered equipment, must complete safety training, OSHA courses, and obtain industry certifications. Campillo emphasized, all workers deserve to know that they will come home safe and sound. This ordinance is a significant step for the health and safety of live event workers in San Diego. Now on to sports. The NFL Players Association has released its team report cards for the 2024 season, revealing significant improvements in working conditions across the league. The Los Angeles Chargers, Atlanta Falcons, and Washington Commanders made notable strides, with the Chargers jumping from 30th to 5th place. Overall, NFL teams improved their grades by an average of 3.5 points, reflecting a 41% increase in A grades. NFL Players Association Chief Strategy Officer J.C. Treader praised efforts to enhance player accommodations, highlighting changes made by owners like Josh Harris of the Commanders, who transformed their facilities with small but impactful upgrades. In local sports, last night, the Kings fell just short against the Canucks, losing 3-2 in the City of Angels. Adrian Kempe and Warren Fogle sparked hope with third-period goals. However, Connor Garland's overtime winner sealed it for Vancouver. The Kings now stand at 31-17-8 for the season. Saturday night, the Kings take on the Blues in St. Louis. Tonight, the surging Lakers, with a 35-21 record, host the Minnesota Timberwolves at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers aim to extend their 3-game win streak. LeBron is day-to-day, potentially impacting the game. Minnesota, standing at 32-27, will look to Anthony Edwards, averaging 27.5 points per game. In top news, Paramount is rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies to align with the Trump administration's new mandates. The company announced these changes while seeking Federal Communications Commission approval for its merger with Skydance. In a memo, co-CEOs George Cheeks, Chris McCarthy, and Brian Robbins stated, "Some of our policies must change to comply with these new mandates." Paramount will no longer set aspirational numerical goals related to race, ethnicity, sex, or gender. These changes mirror similar actions at Disney and Amazon amid ongoing legal issues involving Trump and CBS News. In business news, in the world of artificial intelligence, Abu Dhabi's Sheikh Tanoun bin Zayed Al Nahyan, often referred to as the Spy Sheikh, is making waves with his substantial wealth, estimated at over $1 trillion. As the United Arab Emirates' national security advisor, he is determined to position his emirate at the forefront of AI development. Recently, he has engaged with prominent figures like Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, while establishing the MGX Fund, which will receive over $50 billion for AI initiatives. Despite the risks in the current market, Tanoun's vision aims to transform the UAE into a global AI hub, reshaping its economic future. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% to $85,000. Ethereum is down 7% to just over $2,300. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 7% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have made significant progress in synthesizing lonsdaleite, the hardest naturally occurring mineral, which is even tougher than diamonds. First identified in 1967 in a meteorite, lonsdaleite requires extreme heat and pressure to form, making it rare on Earth. A recent study published in the journal Nature Materials highlights advancements in producing lonsdaleite with minimal graphite in diamonds. This new method uses high pressure and high temperature while aligning graphite layers, enhancing its unique properties. While not yet at an industrial scale, this breakthrough could lead to insights into exotic materials and their applications. And in entertainment news, Technicolor Group, the French visual effects company known for projects like Dune and Severance, is winding down operations, placing thousands of jobs at risk. After failing to secure new investment, CEO Carolyn Purev cited COVID-19 era setbacks and the 2023 writer's strike as sources of severe cash flow pressures. Technicolor has petitioned the Paris Commercial Court for receivership proceedings, aiming for orderly protection and business continuity. This comes amid WARN notices for potential mass layoffs in the United States and a recent move in the United Kingdom to file for administration. The company has faced financial struggles since its separation from Vantiva. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.